The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler. F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Missed the first hour? Three quarters of it non-sportsy. Last bit, we got sportsy. Talk a little college football. 409 says, what big-name coach would want to go up against Saban in the SEC West every year just to make the conference championship? They'd rather coach against him in the playoffs. I hate that mentality of, I don't want to go against the best. If I were a great college football coach, hell yes. If you offer me the LSU job or something like that, I want to beat that guy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's your target.
The LSU job's different than the Texas A&M job.
I would agree. I mean, but I think if I think I'm that good.
LSU and Auburn have established themselves as programs that can occasionally jump up and unseat Alabama as the kings of the SEC West.
Listen, Alabama's not going to stay Alabama when Saban leaves.
No.
Unless they hire Dabo Swinney, which is, I think, it's what everybody possible. Says. But they're still not going to be what they are. I mean, it's a matter of you've got the best coach there right now. I'm always about go beat the best. You want to be the best, beat the best. Don't go run. You know what? I think I'll go over here and take this job in the ACC so I don't have to go up against the best coaches.
Hey, did you, I think you're on, you got this email too. We've both been asked to be voters on the Houston Sports Awards.
Yes, and we had our first three that you can nominate.
You want to talk about that? Can we talk about that on
the
air?
Yeah, absolutely we can. And people can actually go and nominate themselves too. I mean, yeah. It's not just us. I mean,
I've got to nominate some people here.
Okay.
Sportsmanship Award, Executive of the Year, and Lifetime Achievement. Now, these are Houston only
right?
Right.
And what they're doing, this
like some
this
kind
is
of tie
like
to Houston?
Yeah, this is like the ESPYs of Houston sports is what it is.
Okay.
And if you go to HoustonSportsAwards.com, they're accepting nominations from the public through December 1st.
Okay. Did you make nominations?
I did.
Do you want to share them?
I will, sure. Tell me where you're thinking.
First of all, Sportsmanship Award, I have no idea who's a good sportsman.
Well,
I mean,
but it's got a description in there. It's about people being involved in the community.
Oh, well, that one's easy then.
Well, it because it's easy and everybody else is going to nominate J.J. Watt, I nominated Carlos Correa, who I also think was he was terrific in after the storm here, after the storm in Puerto Rico. I think he deserves to be nominated. I think it's a slam dunk that J.J. wins.
Right.
But I did kind of think of that. It's like, well, I want to make sure that's who I nominated for sportsmanship.
Okay, because
he did an awful lot too. He just did a lot quieter, and that's not in any way denigrate what JJ did, but he also did a lot for Puerto Rico. So that's my nomination, just a nomination.
Executive of the Year, Houston area owner, GM, or sports related commitment to her team, organization, and community.
You can't get past Jeff Luhnow there.
Okay,
I mean that's just It's kind of like
I was going to say Reed Ryan, but I guess
he would qualify, but yeah, that's a good one. Put him in there.
Okay. And Lifetime Achievement Award are we talking about someone who recently retired, or are we talking about all time?
Well, since
can I pick Nolan Ryan or Earl Campbell?
Yeah, you can pick Nolan Ryan or Earl Campbell. I picked Bill Yeoman, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
And the reason for it is since this is the first one, those guys. I mean, to me, all those guys are worthy of that. Akeem, right. Nolan, I thought about. But I went with Bill Yeoman.
Okay.
So, again, these are nominations.
These are nominations. We have not gotten a chance to vote yet.
Yeah, and we will, but, yeah, and again, you can nominate, the public can nominate too.
Right.
Which is cool. So if you want to do that.
But you're not going to be allowed to vote because Fred and I are special.
Right. Right.
Only we can vote.
We're part of a very special group. I'm just kidding.
It's probably everybody in town.
But. I was always curious. I was trying to look at the email list to see how many other people were on there. But it's one of those, it doesn't show it. I tried to figure it out. So I don't know how many of us are voting, but I do know you and I are voting.
Okay.
John, were you invited?
No, I wasn't.
Sorry, John.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But that's going to be a very cool event that they're doing. And
they probably let Joel Blank vote. If they let him vote, I mean, this whole thing's a sham.
No, it's not a sham.
I'm just kidding. Because Joel Blank always complains about us throwing shade at him on his way home. So,
you think he's taking it seriously?
I don't know. I think he hates you. I know he hates me, but I think he hates you too.
Okay.
I don't care.
I got plenty of friends.
All right, guys. Oh, wait, we're not to break yet, are we?
No.
Okay.
We got a couple minutes.
Okay.
Rick asked, right, you're talking about Dabo taking over for Saban. Is Saban about to bounce from Bama? No,
I don't think so.
I don't think so, but it's not. I think when he leaves, it's going to catch us by surprise like it did with Stoops. He's just going to show up one day and say, you know what, I'm done.
Are you surprised? Didn't you feel like when Stoops left that there was going to be some sort of scandal pop
yeah.
up?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like he was, you know, masturbating in a plant in front of a student.
Guess maybe he just was like, I'm tired of this.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought health, frankly. I didn't really think there'd be a scandal, but yeah. Squeeze in a call. Curtis, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir. Curtis?
Hey, guys. Sports.
Hey, sports to you, Curtis.
Hey, I was just wondering if someone ends up getting fired, what is there a better head coaching vacancy out there over A&M, like Florida, or if like Riley gets fired at Nebraska?
Florida is clearly a better job than A&M.
Yeah,
I think A&M is – I think A&M's in that second tier with Tennessee and Nebraska. Yeah, I mean, ideally in my head – A&M would be a better place because it's a better recruiting ground, but Tennessee and Nebraska have both won championships in my lifetime. A&M never has.
Yeah, but with coaches that are long gone, long dead. So,
but at least I know you can do it there.
Yeah, although, again, I think so much more of it. I think there's probably 20 programs in the country. Like if Nick Saban had decided he was going to stay at Michigan State would have won titles by now.
Yeah.
And could have, I don't know if they'd won as many, but they'd be that. I think there's a lot of schools like that. If you'd gone to A&M, A&M would be Alabama. It's just a matter of getting a guy who can go into a situation like that and win. And Foster says, same rumor floating about Scott Frost in Nebraska. I think Scott Frost should be in on that Florida. But the Florida is the best job.
Florida is the best job, hands down. And here's my question. Let's say Butch Jones is in this category now. Butch Jones, he's going to get another job somewhere. It'll be at a lesser school than Tennessee.
Yeah, he'll take a step down.
I'm guessing Kevin Sumlin will do the same. Assuming Kevin Sumlin gets fired, which I do assume.
Well, yeah, I think the report kind of said when Sumlin's out at the end of the year, which implies that they've already made that decision.
So, If you're Arkansas, do you look at Kevin Sumlin?
Yeah.
Do you look at Butch Jones?
Sumlin, yes. Jones, I think, probably needs to drop back down to maybe can replace Frost at UCF.
Oh, that's
something
far,
like
huh?
that. Okay. Yeah, I think he needs to, because I think it's easier to win at Tennessee than it is Arkansas.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's not successful there, I don't think he'd be successful at Arkansas. Sumlin, though, I think it's easier to win at A&M right now than it is Arkansas, but I also think with that offense, it'd be a fit. I think he'd be a fit.
Yeah. I wonder about some of these guys, where they're going to end up. Like Lovie Smith, where's he go?
Retirement.
I mean,
our defensive coordinator in the NFL. He's not getting another job.
Yeah.
Not a head coaching job.
Yeah. And then there's some guys like the Kalani guy at BYU who might end up getting fired.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot
of... But BYU, the problem there is... And you had the perfect guy in Bronco Mendenhall.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, you have to have the...
And you actually held him a lot longer than you probably should have.
Yeah. Yeah. Jay says, call me stupid, but I think Les Miles could do really well at Tennessee.
You also have to have, like, that BYU thing, the fact that you got to have a head coach who goes to the same church as you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a weird rule, in my opinion, but if that's the standard you're going to go by, good luck.
Kansas fans would gladly take Sumlin or Jones.
Oh, hell yeah, they would.
Yeah, but I think that would be – I don't think either one would go there. I think they'll both be able to do
– I mean, if I'm Butch Jones, I'm more happy at a place like Central Florida, because if you can go 8-4 at Central Florida, they're going to be happy. At Kansas, that's not going to happen.
No. And the thing is, he can rebuild his reputation like he did at Cincinnati – and have a couple 10-win seasons there and maybe get an opportunity again somewhere else at a bigger gig. I don't think – yeah. I would rather have a really good AAC job than the Kansas job in football.
I'm with you.
All right, now you can do your thing.
I've got something crazy to tell you on the other side, too, about college football. Around this time, this many years ago, this was happening – that'll blow your mind.
Awesome.
All right, guys. As the seasons change, you want to spend more time outdoors, and you might have a crappy outdoor area. Well, Allied Outdoor Solutions can fix that with carved stone overlay. And what that is it looks like stone. It feels like stone. It just doesn't cost as much as stone, and it goes down over your existing surface. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home. It looks great, twice as strong as concrete. And Allied stands behind carved stone with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and they can help you save money. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing it all out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the showroom I-10 in the Beltway or check them out online at alliedoutdoorsolutions.com. That's alliedoutdoorsolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from The Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me, just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25. To get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sportsbook. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and racebook. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sportsbook, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. You agree Florida probably has first draft pick among the guys out there? Like, if they're deciding between Chip Kelly, Dan Mullen, and Scott Frost, if they decide, okay, this is the guy we want.
That is the only job that will be open this year, I mean, barring some other crazy thing that happens, that I would say is a top-level coaching job in college football. Like, that's a destination job for somebody. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I could see someone leaving another pretty good job to get that job. None of these other, like, even Tennessee and Nebraska now aren't destination jobs. They're close to it. I mean, they're really good jobs in college football, but those aren't like, Florida's one of those jobs that once you get it, you probably stop updating your resume for a while until you start to suck because you don't want to go anywhere else. That's one of the places.
Unless you're Urban Meyer and you get bored.
Yeah.
Basically.
You leave on your own accord, though.
Yeah.
And he left for another destination job.
Yeah.
One of the few. I mean, there might be 10 of those jobs in the country. The only one that's opening up, in my estimation, this year will be Florida.
But I assume that they'll – see, I just think Scott Frost would be such a good fit there, and I'm sure Nebraska would love to get him.
But would you rather have Scott Frost or Chip Kelly?
Fair question.
I think I'd rather have Chip Kelly.
Based on what he's done in the past, yeah, although I don't know how much he wants to coach college football. I think he's just going to coach to take a job. I'm not sure.
Could.
And that's not a place where
you
can go.
But that's where he had his success.
Yeah, but I also Frost coached under him.
Yeah.
But
Bill O'Brien coached under Bill Belichick. There's a big difference.
Well, but there's also some guys who, you know, they're the reasons those teams were successful because those coaches were successful. And it's possible that Frost is one of those guys. He has only done it for basically a year and a half now at UCF, but that's a place where,
and we talk about making a big jump, and sometimes a jump can be too big, and that seems like that might be too big of a jump.
Well, to me, it's no different than Tom Herman going from Houston to Texas after being OC at Ohio State.
Which might have been too big of a jump.
Maybe we'll find out. I don't think so. I think it's going to take longer than people want to give, you know. I think people thought it was just going to be magical. They were going to turn it right around. I think they're going to get better. It's not going to happen. I think you'll see some progress next year, and then by year three, they should be able to compete at the level they expect to compete. And if they're not, then you might have got the wrong, guy.
Yeah, and I mean, you can argue even going back to the last coaching hire at Texas that maybe that was too big of a jump.
Maybe, but again, that's kind of your standard path, right? OC in a major school. It was Charlie Strong, defensive coordinator, Florida. Scott Frost, OC, Oregon. You know, nice school where you can be competitive at the next level. That's below, you know, the big dog schools. A lot of success. The problem is, it's when guys jump that quickly. Like Charlie Strong had a damn good quarterback for his tenure there.
A special guy. Sometimes that helps.
Guess what? Tom Herman had a pretty damn good one at UH and Greg Ward.
Yeah.
And for the 2 years he was there, you never really know about these. Like, I don't know if Scott Frost is going to be able to do the same thing because, you know, he's got, you know, same thing. He's got really good players that he inherited. So, I mean, yeah, if he's there for 5 years and I see what a great job he does, then yeah, I'd be more confident. But I don't know. And somebody else is going to hire him. If you like him, you got to go get him.
Yeah.
Chris said, just confirmed my work move to Chicago. Thank God for the ESPN 97.5 app. Time to up the data plan. Oh, you get Lou Malnati's all the time, though.
You get some good beer, too.
Yeah. I have
underrated town. Although I wouldn't move there in the wintertime. I'm against that.
Yeah. I've gotten to spend a lot of time up here in the last year, or a reasonable amount of time in the last year, and I like it. I mean, I always have. I hadn't been there in a while until back in March. Let's grab Philip. What's up, Philip?
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, I was just curious on your thoughts on, A, if the Texans decide to can O'Brien this season, who would be your front runner to replace him?
I don't think they're going to can him.
No, and I don't think they should. Yeah, and Now, it may be that that relationship there is so damaged that it just doesn't work.
The answer, though, is obviously Mike Vrabel. I couldn't even say it without laughing.
Oh, God. But yeah, I don't think so.
No, you think they're going to hold out on that, huh?
Yeah, I don't think that one's quite worked out. Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
That's who I'd go after.
I'd go after Jeff Harbaugh.
How about Cousin Spanky Harbaugh?
The long-forgotten third Harbaugh. Jeff.
I think Spanky would be my choice.
I don't even know Spanky. I think that's Jeff's nickname.
Oh, okay.
That's Jeff's nickname from his fraternity.
Oh. Is that because he was in the hallway with a plant?
I don't know.
Oh,
God. We just made a full circle.
Yeah. You like what we did there, Jung, or no?
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
Speaking of Chicago, I have a list that I meant to get to. So if we don't have Jerome next segment, we'll do it. Every state ranked by its food.
Oh.
And, I mean, we don't need to know. I can tell you number 50 is, and then we can go through, like, the top 10 later.
Okay.
Number 50, West Virginia. Hmm.
I imagine if I went somewhere at West Virginia to get food, it would be like a chicken fried steak, right?
Probably. I don't know. But whatever it was, it probably wouldn't be very good. Because
probably not.
50. So,
you want to hear?
You had a stat for me.
Yeah. So, I don't know the exact date. It was right around this time, though. It should have the exact date on it, but it doesn't. Who would you say is the most embarrassing football program in the country? Like, as far as Power Five?
Well, embarrassing in terms of performance or in terms of being rapey?
No, not in terms of being rapey. Okay. That was
I got an answer.
What's your answer?
I would say Kansas.
Kansas, I would say, is a pretty good answer. This time, around 10 years ago, Kansas and Missouri were playing. Kansas was ranked number 2. Missouri was ranked number 3.
How long ago was this?
10 years ago.
Oh. Mark Mangino.
Mark Mangino was in the house. LSU had lost on a Friday in triple overtime. They were the number 1 team in the country. They had lost to Arkansas. And that meant that Kansas and Missouri played to see who would be the number 1 team in the country 10 years ago. And now look where Kansas football is. I mean, Missouri football is not a whole lot better. They are a whole lot better than Kansas. But imagine that 10 years ago Kansas was playing to become the number 1 team in the nation. Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah. Well,
you know what else is even more unbelievable? At that time, Kansas was 11-0. Alabama was 6-6.
Was that Saban's first year?
That might have been. Alabama lost that same day that Missouri beat Kansas. Alabama lost to Auburn in the Iron Bowl 17-10 to drop them to 6-6. How crazy is that? That was in this world.
Yeah, that was Saban's first year.
Yeah.
2007.
Yeah, because if I'm not mistaken, I think they played UH that year, and UH damn near beat them at Alabama. I could be wrong about that.
Wow.
Yeah, 30-24.
Yeah, and who was the quarterback? But I remember them dropping a pass in the end zone that – would have won the game.
Who was the UH quarterback?
Yeah. Was it Keenum as a freshman?
I don't know. 2007. Yeah, it was Keenum because I was covering the football team.
Yeah.
I know that 2007 Alabama was J.P. Wilson, John Parker Wilson.
Hmm. Well, okay. Alabama had to vacate that win. So technically, that game never happened.
Come on. Okay, this is a... Blake Joseph started the game. Case Keenum finished it. Blake Joseph, who broke Patrick Edwards' leg in that game at Marshall, if you remember, that was ugly. Houston outgained Alabama 404-347. They had three turnovers, 24 first downs. They outplayed Alabama in that game and lost 30-24.
Well, listen, Alabama was 6-6. It wasn't a special Alabama team.
I'm just telling you. It's weird the crap that I remember.
Well, technically, Alabama was 2-6.
Okay.
Because they had to vacate wins.
All right.
Interesting.
Well, either way, that year Kansas won 10 more games than Alabama by that logic.
Yeah, basically 4th-and-3 at the Alabama 15, and Keenum threw an interception in the end zone.
Oh.
With no time left on the clock.
Why are you hating, Fred?
I'm not hating.
You're hating by bringing that up.
No, he was a freshman.
You're hating.
Do you guys see that graphic about
Greg McElroy was a freshman on that Alabama team. He didn't get to play, but he was on that team.
He was no Case Keenum, that's for sure.
Yeah, Adam Schefter tweeted this out. Tom Brady's first season as a starter, coming backing up somebody. It was 5-2 with a 65% or 63%.
Why would you do that?
And then he compared it to Case Keenum's year.
That stat comparison. That's such a...
Yeah, very strange.
I didn't like that by Adam Schefter. I don't know why he did that.
Well, I think ESPN was doing it, but Schefter just tweeted the screen grab.
Well, I don't like any of it. I'm against that. You know what I'm not against, Fred? Starting over, making your life better, like Trenton.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me I should get another divorce.
No, don't do that. I'm talking about Trenton, the former truck driver who, in July, started his classes at My Computer Career. 4 months later, Trenton has already started his IT career. It doesn't take that long, guys, because it's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu to take the free career evaluation today. My Computer Career will get you trained for the high-demand field of IT. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You don't need a math background. You don't need a computer background. They take care of it all. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you're going to get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get in the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So I guess no Jerome today?
Yeah, he's calling him.
Okay.
Oh, there he is.
There, good. Awesome. So I had something if he wasn't going to be here, but since he's here.
Oh, you can sub out for me anytime. I'm easily replaceable.
Yeah, well, we had some non-sportsy stuff we're going to do, but we can do that at 6 o'clock. We're just
speaking of replacement, are you going to be working with me next week, Jerome?
I is in. Yes, I is.
All right. Good to know.
The pre-Thanksgiving Day feast for Houston.
For the people.
Since Fred decided he wants to take days off, you know.
Well,
Fred's exhausted.
If I don't, then I'll be honest. I'm going to be completely burned out before the end of the year. So I've been going at it pretty hard, and I'm still not taking off. I'm still having to do meetings and website stuff and my show with RJ. I'm just taking off from the show for a couple of days to try to drink.
Yeah, new ventures will do that to you, aren't they? And at your age, it's hard to go as long as you used to, you know?
Yeah.
You can't work all day and drink all night at your age anymore, Fred.
Well, I you get old sometimes. It happens. But, I'm going to day drink a little bit next week. How's that?
And this is to bite off of that a little bit, but it doesn't feel weird that, you know, it's like I feel hungover. The Astros won a championship and parade and... Even though I wasn't involved with the parade, you know, it still feels like a hangover. Like, I'm tired. I don't even want to watch. And it doesn't help that the Texans are the worst, most boring team in the NFL right now, and that came overnight. But it's like, I watched another baseball game, but we don't have another one of those for several months. So what is there to do now?
Well, you got your Rockets are playing well. You got that, right?
That's what I'm saying. That's what makes it so weird. They're playing well, and it's like, they're not doing weird. They're not having a parade. I did, you mentioned my TV show, Texas Sports Nation. the day before the Astros season began, we talked to Jeff Luno, and he talked about, man, it sure would be nice to have a parade in Houston in November. And boom, it happened. And before, you know, just a few weeks ago, talked to Tad Brown, the COO of the Rockets, and he's like, sure would be nice to have a parade for the Rockets. And I'm like, yeah, it sure would be. I don't think that's going to happen, though.
They can go to the one in Oakland. Nice. They can go to the parade in Oakland. It's open for everybody. I will say this, though. That team, to me, they look different than they've looked in the past. I still don't think they're quite on that Golden State level. Mm-hmm. But the effort is there defensively, which it hasn't been the last couple years. And it makes me think, well, you know, you add Chris Paul in there, maybe you do have something here with this team. Maybe they are a contender right now. I tend to think that, especially with the way the Cavs look, I tend to think that there is no contender this year to Golden State. There's no challenger. But if I had to pick who the closest thing to one is, I think I'd pick the Rockets.
Well, that's what makes it weird. It's because the Astros won that you actually believe in mentality. And you know, to be fair to him, I wasn't sure this coming into the season. I'd say, let's see some games, let's see what happens. But they are clearly, I think, the second best team. I do think there's still a wide gap, but they are clearly the second best team, which, you know, to spread it out makes what the Texans are doing that much more frustrating, in that there is no gap in the NFL. You know, there is no great team. There's no Golden State Warriors in the NFL. They're going to mess around, and the whole league is like, the Patriots don't have to beat anybody to get back and do what they usually do. And I know it's silly to talk about a team, the Texans, who is as flawed as they are with a rookie quarterback if Deshaun Watson was still there. But is there a team that Deshaun Watson and the Texans couldn't beat? I wouldn't pick them to beat everybody, but they could beat everybody. Now it's like, is there a team that the Texans can beat? Period. It's a crazy time for Houston sports fans.
Yeah, getting back to that whole hangover thing, I kind of feel like I was sort of sensing it around the city that, and even from some of the listeners, it just seems like, okay, it was so intense, and then the Astros did it, and everybody's so happy, and you do the parade. It's kind of like, oh, now what?
Yeah. We don't know what to do when I was out.
Yeah, it's like, wow, they actually won. Now what?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's like you go, is it going to continue? Will it continue to run? Or do you just wait until spring training? Or, you know, we're like, none of us know what you're supposed to do after winning the World Series. We've never won one. We've never been in the city that has gotten it done. So, yeah, no, it does feel weird to me. I mean, it really does, because even all of us who are like, okay, we analyze it, we break it down, and we go, yeah, this team is really good. Yeah, this team can do it. We kept trying to talk ourselves out of it, you know, throughout the season. And in the playoffs, and against Boston, and against the Yankees, and against the Dodgers, we were still not quite, we were there, but we were still shaky on it. And now they've done it, we're like, wait a minute, I don't know if we enjoyed it as much as you're supposed to enjoy it. Because they weren't the favorites, they didn't, you know, run it like you wanted to, but, man, they played such good ball, it was so entertaining, so fun. And I, you know me, I don't buy into that good guy stuff. They could all be freaking murderers, as long as they didn't kill nobody during the season.
as long as you don't get suspended for it.
Yeah, at least hold off the trial until the season is over.
Right.
But they check off every box, and they won it. When are we ever going to have that again? I mean, it literally is a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing. And I'm telling you, it's hard for me to get the flow back going for anything else. Carlos Correa is at a hospital visiting children today. That's more entertaining than a Texans game to me.
Yeah, well, on the flip side, I think we all can agree that there's no reason to be interested in the Texans from here on out. They can't win with this cat at quarterback. And, you know, it basically feels like the 2-14 season again. It's just we're going to be talking draft all of November.
Yeah,
oh, wait, we can't talk draft.
There's no draft. seventh inning. Don't draft. There's nothing. There's no reason to do it. And I'm sitting there trying to create a case for people like, oh, the season's over. I'm like, are you kidding me? There's 2 months of the season left. Why? You can't give up on the NFL season so soon. But the entire NFL, to take it away from the Texans, is there a reason to really, really latch on to the NFL right now anyway? I mean, is there a team that you're like, man, I got to watch them every Sunday? There isn't, right? I mean, this is a weird, weird year for the NFL, and it's a bad year for the NFL in Houston across the board. And I don't think there's no reason that's going to change. I mean, you know, you get a bonus this week. Blaine Gabbert's coming to town. Ooh, at least the Texans should be able to win a game, right? Theoretically.
Well, we talked about it yesterday. I don't buy into anybody as like an elite team.
No.
I don't. I mean, maybe the Patriots are the closest thing to it, but the Eagles, the Saints, the Rams, like the Vikings, I look at all their schedules and I'm like, well, they've lost to all the good teams that they've played. So I don't know who's great and who's not great. So it's a weird thing for me, but I just don't see anybody who I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm sure about that team. I'm sure about
them. There's no team. There aren't even really individuals in a way. I mean, at least, you know, when you have it, Aaron Rodgers lighting it up, that'll do it. Tom Brady's leading the league. But Tom Brady's always leading the league in something.
I mean, yeah.
I'm as big a Tom Brady fan as you can have, but he's not throwing the Randy Moss. So the Patriots aren't even as entertaining as they could be. They're just better than other people. But for pure entertainment, if I say, AJ, you got 3.5 hours to spend on a Sunday. Who do you want to watch? Like, you got to watch a team. Is there one?
Not really.
See, I'll disagree with you guys there because I enjoy watching the Patriots still. I enjoy watching the Chiefs. I think they've got some exciting guys. I like watching that Rams team. They're a lot of fun to watch, too. I just think that...
You know, I'm just not going out of my way to see those teams is all I'm saying.
Yeah, but I think you can make that case that it's been that way for a couple of years. If the Texans aren't good, it's not like you're going, man, I can't wait to go watch this team.
I don't know. I mean, I have gotten into the Rams, but you know, I was going to watch the Rams anyway because I'm a huge Wade Phillips guy. So that's intriguing to me. And the Patriots are the Patriots. I mean, they are, but this is the least exciting of the Patriots. I mean, it's not like Gronk is running up and down the field giving you that excitement. They're just beating people because there are no people. You know, the Steelers. Yeah, you can always watch Roethlisberger and company do, but they're not super entertaining.
The Falcons aren't fun to watch anymore. They were so fun to watch last year. You watch the Falcons now, you're like,
that's why I started this one. Maybe part of it is because the Astros were so exciting and they did it all and they won the whole darn thing that it's hard for me to get up for the next sport. Maybe that's what it is, because I'm not feeling it at all.
I just think there's just not a lot of quality football going on in the NFL. And
I think we had this exact same conversation last year, though, that there's only a couple teams that are worth watching. So I do think maybe there's a hangover there. And I think also there's a little bit of hangover from not having Deshaun Watson. You had something to be excited about here.
And
then it was snatched away from you like the hot chick you picked up at the bar and were about to hook up with, and then the better-looking guy came and got it.
Since we're using hangover, it was like you're at a bar and it's, you know, 3-for-1 shots at, you know, $3 a piece. And then it's 7 o'clock and they go, that'll be $10. You're like, huh? Really? Is it worth it? No. I'll just go home. I'll take my truck behind home. And it's like, and the Texans are so uninteresting and unentertaining, and you know, and they would be more entertaining if they had J.J. Watt and Merciless on the defense, and even Clowney. I get it. He's having a really impactful season. He's not worth 3.5 hours of my time when half the time is watching the offense try to do what they do, you know.
All right, that's Jerome Solomon. You can follow him on Twitter, @JeromeSolomon, and I think you will you'll get to hear a lot of him next week when he fills in here on the Blitz. Jerome, appreciate the time.
Yeah, we'll be whining and complaining about nothing to watch. Maybe college basketball, EJ. How about that?
That sounds great. Let's talk about that constantly.
All right, guys.
We'll see you, man. Later. Yeah, a lot of people are asking if you had any what you thought of the college games tonight.
I tweeted out my picks last segment. I got Sparty pick 'em tonight. I've got New Mexico minus 11, and I've got San Diego State plus 1.5 against Arizona State. So,
cool. All right.
Man Centers, boys and girls. November is Movember, guys. It's the month we raise awareness for general male wellness issues such as prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and it's the perfect time to get your general wellness check at Man Centers. If you have noticed some things, like maybe it's taking you longer to start peeing, or your stream's weaker than normal, or you're not getting completely empty, or you're getting up a bunch of times to use the restroom in the middle of the night, the doctors at Man Centers can identify what's going on with you and identify the proper treatment. The staff at Man Centers, these guys are experts in male urology. Women have OBGYNs, men have Man Centers. And the great news is they've extended their offer through November. Free full male wellness checkups to all new patients. That's over $150 value, so there's no excuse now to go get yourself checked out. Set up your free male wellness checkup now at any of their three locations. You can go to Houston, I-10 and Campbell, Pearland right off 288, or in Tomball off Tomball Parkway. Go to mancenters.com to book your appointment today. That's Man Centers. Better lives start here.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. I want to let you know, if you're looking for some great sports stuff, go to sportsmap.com. All kinds of terrific stories on there today. We've got our soccer update. We got some Rockets action. Talking about Chris Paul and what it's going to be like when he returns. Jermaine Every's NFL Good, Bad, and Ugly is up. So plenty of good stuff on the site. Go check it out. And also, if you haven't picked up a copy of History Earned yet, our audiobook that narrated by Charlie Polillo on the Astros World Series Championship. It's the kind of thing that will last forever. It takes a couple minutes to download. You don't have to wait 2 weeks in the mail for it like you do these shirts you bought. It's going to come right to you. You can listen to it and relive that over and over again. All you have to do is go to historyearn.com, and you can pick it up. That easy.
That easy?
Yep.
I can't believe it.
See, Paul Molitor did win the American League Manager of the Year.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, I don't think you could.
I mean, listen, what A.J. Hinch did was fantastic, but A.J. Hinch, this thing's built for a while. The Twins went from losing 100 games to making the playoffs in 1 year.
Francona second, Hinch third, Girardi fourth.
Okay.
So that's about the way it should have finished, in my opinion.
I saw somebody on, first of all, the reality is you either win the award or you don't. Second, third, and fourth, that's all cute.
Who cares?
It doesn't really matter. No, they don't give out a second-place trophy. I mean, it's first or nothing, really. But there were people on Twitter complaining that Yuli Gurriel came in fifth in the American League Rookie of the Year voting. Who cares? He wasn't first.
Plus, he's 57 years old. Yeah, my goodness.
I mean, it's not like he's going to put on his resume, well, I came in fourth in the AL Rookie of the Year. I mean, it's nobody else should have won other than Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
So who cares who came in second, third, fourth, or fifth? And that makes no sense.
Yeah. I'm probably going to save my gem of the day for next segment because it's a little longer than your usual gem of the day. I'll give you a hint on what it is, though. Mile High Club members reveal the best techniques for airplane sex.
I'm against it now. There's too many. Every time someone has sex on an airplane, they go to jail now.
Well, not
it
all
used
of them.
To be socially acceptable to have sex in a plane.
Well,
now
there's some things in here that I approve of, and then there's some things I disapprove of. So,
we'll
look through the window to that world when we come back.
Safe sex in the skies. That's what I want to know about, Fred. You know what you want to know about? Window World. Guys, I got to tell you, Window World, they provide premium quality replacement windows at a great price. And that's fantastic in its own right. But those windows are made right here in America, where they should be made. Window World's become the country's number one window company because they offer a lifetime warranty, higher quality product, a low price that starts at just $189. The first step to reducing your energy bills, it's simple. Call Window World of Houston. Schedule your free written estimate. There's no hassle. There's no high pressure. It's simple. They come out to your house. They tell you what it's going to take to put your new windows in. They'll write down the amount on the piece of paper. They'll leave with you.
and underneath that will be their phone number. Then they'll leave. And if you don't call that phone number and ask them to come back, you'll never hear from them again. They don't call you the next day saying, hey, you give any thought to that estimate? They're not hassling you. 713-439-1172, windowworldhouston.com. Two ways to get in touch with them, 713-439-1172 or online at windowworldhouston.com. It's Window World, simply the best for less.